Attention all passengers. The Uber ride for Mark and Jamal's romantic weekend will depart in 4 minutes from Platform 6. Your ride comes with a rolling countryside sunset view and a table seat ideal for playing footsie beneath. Thank you for booking your tickets on Uber.
Trains on Uber.
Here's your morning TNB Tech Minute for Thursday, June 4th. I'm Imani Moiz for The Wall Street Journal. We exclusively report Meta has delayed plans to release its newest AI model to developers multiple times. And as of Tuesday, the company didn't have a planned release date. People familiar with the matter said the launch has been pushed back due to bugs that became apparent in testing and infrastructure issues. The delay, which has stretched nearly 2 months, raises questions about how quickly Meta can monetize its massive investments in building its own frontier AI models. A Meta spokesperson said the company plans to release it this month. Top AI executives are joining security experts in joining Congress to protect against biological threats posed by AI. A new letter signed by the CEOs of OpenAI, Anthropic, and Google's DeepMind calls for safeguards when companies order synthetic DNA and RNA, a key step in developing certain vaccines and biotech breakthroughs. The goal is to make companies that sell synthetic nucleic acids screen customer orders to block any combinations that could be dangerous and make sure that the customers who place the orders are legitimate. And technology is still the leading sector for staff reductions. That's according to a new report from global outplacement firm Challenger Gray & Christmas. U.S. employers announced just over 97,000 job cuts last month, and nearly 40% were in the tech sector. For the year, the industry has announced over 123,000 cuts, up 66% through the same period last year. For the third month in a row, AI was the leading reason for employers' job cuts. AI has been cited in 22% of all layoffs for the year. And that's your TNB Tech Minute. We'll be back this afternoon with more.